So the question begs to be asked, what are you going to say that you feel the horse people up here don't necessarily want to hear but need to?
Well, it just seems like the one thing that I find amazing is that the horse people seem to have a sense of entitlement, that the government owes them something. And that's not the way it works. I certainly understand the logic that the government was able to come in and put these slots at the racetracks and make a lot of money, and they didn't have to deal with, traffic and zoning and people being opposed to casinos and all of that. So that certainly was a big plus. But on the other hand, I understand the argument on the other side that, hey, the object was that you guys would use some of this money to help you stand on your own 2 feet. It was not meant to be necessarily forever. So I think that the one mistake that we've made, and we certainly are making it here in the U.S., and I don't see any the likelihood that that's going to change in any way, is that we just assume that the government owes us this money and has an obligation to keep harness racing alive, even whether or not the product we're putting out has any appeal to the taxpayers.
There's been a lot of found money given to the tracks. I don't think anybody would argue with that. And it's a question of what have they done with it to help promote racing. Now, just for those who aren't familiar with your politics, let's say, it would be safe to say that you're a progressive individual. You don't strike me as being somebody who's hard right.
No, I'm a left-wing liberal.
Yeah, and that was proven on many occasions, and I'm not criticizing it in any way. I mean, for those who are tuning in, this is an individual who appeared in front of a congressional committee and said, guys like me should be paying more taxes. So this is someone who is not averse to partnering with government. But what would your advice be to the horse people? You've dealt with governors, in particular Chris Christie, who's not been all that friendly towards racing, yet you still managed to make the Meadowlands work. What's your advice?
I think that we have to come up with a plan to promote the sport so that if a politician said to me, well, tell me, Jeff, what have you guys done to help generate more customers and younger people, I'd be able to answer the question. I mean, to be honest, if I were in the government of Ontario, and that would be the first question I would ask. And I would say, okay, tell me what I'll keep giving you this money. Just tell me what you've done in the last 10 or 15 years to help yourselves and to create new customers. And I don't know how we would answer that. I know here in the U.S. we couldn't answer it because other than the fact that I built this new Meadowlands, I can't think of one thing that we've done here to help get new customers. We're going to pay a big price for that. It's inconceivable that we can just go on without trying to get new people to replace the old people.
Well, Jeff, you are responsible for bringing the Meadowlands back to its luster, certainly. I mean, the handle is up. Support amongst the public, would it be fair to say that it's significantly up too?
Everybody who goes there loves it.
Right.
But what I think is, it's not like the old days when people would go to a racetrack and they would go 3 days a week to the racetrack. That was their hobby. That was their thing. And I saw the same thing at Tioga. When we opened at Tioga, everybody loves Tioga. Anyone who's visited Tioga will tell you it's a cool little place. It's the right size. It's the right environment. But our live handles just continued to decline, and yet our slots revenue went up by 50% over a 6-year period. I just think that people go, they like it, they love it, and they go once or twice a year.
Yeah, that seems to be par for the course with a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's on their list of something to do, but it's not on the list of something to do that when I was a kid, when I was young, something to do meant, going. I would love to go to the track. Anyone who, we would jump in the car, four or five of us, and drive up to Yonkers or Roosevelt or even to Meadowlands. And I think that's the problem. So I don't know.